Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
And greetings. We're back. Yet another show. Another show to fight against the insanity this world is living under. Oh, by the way, another dead person died. Unknown reason. That's funny how that's taken off. It's become quite the problem. Unknown reasons. And also, see, this is the thing. I got into this with somebody the other day, and this is the truth. I used to share the deaths and say, you know, look what's going on. So what I did was I just started putting numbers on people who were destroyed by the vaccine and sharing their stories. And I put up one the other day of, what's his name, the black comedian. I cannot think of his name. Anyhow, you know who I'm talking about. You know me with names. That's the name of the show. I shared that he was having a problem with a stroke. And he goes, he's not dead. Right, he's not dead. He's right. But folks, if they just put up the number of people who have been injured by the vaccine, it would be astonishing. Because right now what they're hiding from you in the United States alone, there's probably over 500,000 deaths in excess and attributed to the vaccine. Because see, theirs, and that's what's funny, vaccine, adverse reaction, or I can't remember exactly how, again, a name, that's me. But you know what theirs is? That was the gold standard. The gold standard on if something was wrong with a vaccine. Up until when? Up until the Coronavax, the new gene therapy, which they now have openly admitted is gene therapy. Until the new gene therapy, which was highly experimental, not tested to stop it, and had signs of massive reactions, all of which you were not informed, in direct violation of Nuremberg codes. Remember the Nazis, the ones who experimented on people without telling them, that were so evil, we had special ties and we hung the bitches? Remember that? See, we used to care about people lying to us, especially our government officials. And we certainly made sure that every one of those Nazis was held responsible for their crimes, but we are going to let Fauci stay scot-free after lying on details to get the Americans. Hell, his second-in-command lied to you. Why are you not angry? I cannot. See, it really don't matter to me. You know why it don't matter to me? I wasn't dumb enough to trust the government because I have a history background. And no, I don't have a history degree. I have a history background. I taught myself something you simpletons can't understand when you cry, I bet you did your own research. Learning doesn't stop when you exit school. Learning should be something you attempt to do every single day. I guarantee you, you can recount the names of the players and the scoring statistics of the players on the team you watch, but you can't tell me a damn thing about the Constitution. You do not know your rights. They will take them from you. That's why these First Amendment auditors are God's gift to the United States. I know a lot of you hate them. They're out there. They just want to bait people into it. No, we don't want to bait people into shit. We want you to respect our rights that you put your hand on a Bible and said, I will protect those rights. And if somebody merely baiting you can make you dishonor your oath, how much did you really hold that oath Well, you took it. You didn't. You said, hey, I got to stick my hand on this, say these words to get my job. There we go. I done it. And then go out like a complete asshole and violate those rights. This is what we're living with, folks. This is what we're living with. Of the Constitution, because it, as many Democrats have said, stands in the way of what they want to do. Now, why would a document that limits the government's power stand in their way of representing us? Actually, it stands in the way of them ruling us, and you let them do it. Not a single legislature, coast to coast, voted to send their people home. That was done by one person. That was done by the governor under the name of a state of emergency, and they took your rights and said, to hell with you. That's what they did. They took your rights and said, to hell with you. What? You don't have any rights. Because it's an emergency. Folks, if they can take them away, they're not rights. It wasn't the bill of suggestions. It was the bill of rights. It is our right. And if you allow them to take it away under the name of emergency and safety, then they are not rights. And then you must face the fact that you are being ruled. They use pleasant words like comply, which means obey. Obey or we will kill you, because every single law on the books in the United States carries the penalty of death if you do not obey. There isn't a law you can name that isn't backed with the penalty of death. Oh, Dan, that's stupid. You mean like registering your dog? Yeah, like registering your dog. Oh, come on. Okay, here, let me explain to you how that happens. You don't register your dog, right? You don't register your dog. A government official comes upon you and your dog and sees that your dog does not have his papers. So because you have your papers, they demand your papers. And then they take your information and they write it on a ticket and say that because you violated their law that they wrote, and because they represent you, it's legal and all, that they're going to give you a ticket, a fine. They're going to take money from you because you did not obey. Well, what happens if you don't obey that ticket and don't pay it? Send somebody to collect it. Well, what if you refuse collection at the door and try to fight them off? They will kill you. There you go. Every single law on the books in the United States is backed with the threat of death. Every single law. That's why you shouldn't have laws that nobody understands. See, in the original document that founded this country was 44 pages. I dare you. I dare you. I'd make you $1 million bet that you can't go find any law written within the last 5 years that the 44 pages is just the introduction to the law. Laws are now thousands of pages long, written with so many open statements as to be unrecognizable so that their buddies can argue it in court at $400, $500, and $600 an hour, paid for by the taxpayer. You see, it's a big circle jerk. And the government writes these very open laws so that their buddy who's our attorneys, you know, all your top percentage people, can go to court and charge you to get your rights. Because, see, there should be a court where if your rights are violated, that court was free. Because I think it's pretty important that your rights be upheld. Are you with me yet? You get where I'm going. This perfect document has been bastardized by these people in Washington to the point where it's unrecognizable, where there are over 8,000 laws on the books regarding guns when it says no law shall be written, basically. The right to shall not be infringed. Having to license your guns is infringing on your rights. Having to get a permit to carry your guns is infringing on your rights. Having to do a background check to get a gun, I'm sorry, it's infringing on your rights because it's the assumption that you are guilty until proven innocent. See, they should only be able to demand people that they truly have suspicion of a crime, suspicion of not being able to buy a gun. Those are the only people you should be able to search because the Fourth Amendment states secure in your effects. Your identity is your effects and your possessions. So it's like these cops when they pull you over. Even if it's anything minor, they've got to have all your papers, and they will stand there, look you in the eye, and very disrespectfully, and this is disrespectful, do you have any wants or warrants? So you're assuming that I'm guilty until I answer your question and prove myself innocent. It's disgusting what we are allowing in this country. And it is time for everybody to stand up and push back and go, no more. We're done with your shit. Bill of Rights written for a reason. And that reason was to stop this shit that's happening right now. And there is a bunch of it happening right now. Your rights are just being crushed. You know what I'm saying? You don't care. You don't care. You don't care. Because it's easier. You know, just don't worry. Yeah. See, that'll go along good until it doesn't. And by then, yeah, there'll be no turning back. They will take every single right of yours because they are the elite smart. See, that's what's funny. You don't even get it. They get it in the way they show you. Like, you must drive a teeny little car that if you fart in it, the windows explode. It's one of those things. They're going to make you drive a teeny little car because you are unimportant. You are unimportant. Oh, and if you want to know how you know if you have any warrants out there, you go to DMV and you ask for a criminal records check. It's like $10. And they will print out every crime you've been convicted of, and if there's warrants, they will let you know that too. The whole point, though. You know why they write so many laws? So that you'll have a criminal background. Then when they go into court, they can use all of your background to impugn your validity. See, that's what I watched the First Amendment auditors, and one of the First Amendment auditors was talking about how when people are mean to the cops, that they have a harder time getting a judgment because the jury thinks that they were mean to the cops. Your rights should not matter how you speak to your public official, especially when they're in the process of violating your rights. And then you're told, well, go fight it in court. Well, you can't fight it in court because nobody will challenge the system. The regime is strong, folks. It went from being the United States government to the United States regime, I'm going to say, about 20 years ago it started that. It may have been more than that. I think it's probably when they shot Kennedy because it's now been proven that the government. Right? Go look it up. Go look it up. Everybody knows the government killed Kennedy. Why did they kill Kennedy? Because he was going to tell everybody about what they was doing. You got a whole bunch of people that belong to these secret societies, and when somebody talks out, you're like, oh, they're just making it. No, they're talking some real shit here. See, these secret societies, what they do is they get shit on you. They get shit on you. They make you do things that a normal human being wouldn't do. And then they film it, and then they got you. And in your quest for power, you sold your soul to the devil. That's your problem. Ain't mine. Because I want to be successful, but I'll be damned if I'm going to give up the inside of me for that. I will earn it through hard work and get it, or I will not get it. There's nothing on this planet that I would say I'd sell my soul for that. There is not a single thing on this planet Earth that I would do that for. Because I know the other side better. I know that. Let's put it this way. I identify as shaved. There you go. There you go. Now you got to believe me because I said I identify as it. You got to believe me. There you go. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I identify as she. Ain't that something? Here's the thing. What makes any of you look at Washington and say, that is a success I want to emulate? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Because we're told in our life that we should find people to look up to that we would want to emulate. You know, role models, that's what we're supposed to be. So is your role model one that cannot balance a budget even though they've got trillions of dollars of income written in a code that is uncipherable to 99% of the people on the planet Earth, including the people who enforce it? Is your role model an endless battle wasting millions of dollars? Is that your role model? Is that your role model? You would think that the number one institution in the United States could easily be called a role model of how you should act. Wouldn't you think? These are the people that you sent to Washington to represent you. You cast your vote for them. They went in and were supposed to do your bidding. So they should be what considered the highest people in this country. They should be of the highest moral and ethical codes, because if that's what you want your children to follow, you want role models, and that's what you accept to run your country. Think about it. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me. I cannot think of a single person in Washington, D.C. that I would want my kid to be like. All right, I'll take it back. I'll give you a few I might. But see, this is if they would stand. Like they say they'll stand, but they all say they're going to stand and fight for it, and they turn into paper tigers. And the one who didn't turn into a paper tiger, well, they summarily stole an election from him and sent him home. Well, you're a Trumpite. No, I'm not a Trumpite. I just realized that we had a good leader. And Biden is just sending us down the tubes. We have no respect on the world stage. Hey, they're trading in other things than dollars for petrol. That's never happened. We are weak. We are on the precipice of a great fall. And it will all be because the final blow will be dealt by Joseph Robinette Biden. Idiot. People go, you shouldn't talk like that. You'll offend the people. Well, if I offend you, go somewhere else. There you go. I'm done trying to figure out what I do is going to offend somebody. Kiss off, all you people. I don't give a shit. If you like what I like, stay around. If you don't, go find somebody else. That's the way we used to do it. That's the way we used to do it. But now, you must agree with me. No, I don't. Especially not the dumb shit you're spewing. You're the ones out here. Get this. Wait a minute. Where are we at on break time? I'm going to hit this break. let me hit this break, and then I'm going to come back and get into some more stuff because I'm about to head off into a ramble fit like I've been already, right? I don't know if you listen to me ramble for any particular reason, but I hope what I'm saying makes sense. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to just agree with me. I'm not like all this. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Go look. If you know something about it, learn more. Yeah, I've changed my opinion. Changing your opinion doesn't mean you were wrong. You make your decisions with the knowledge you have in your head. It's up to you to be truly open-minded to realize that you may be wrong. All these people that got Uncle Sam's little prick, they don't want to know that they've been lied to. Ignorance is bliss, and they love to be ignorant. I would rather know. I would rather not. Here we go. Great time. Be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him. And tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. when he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear. Tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
So much to be said in that one little clip. I love it. I love that clip. It says so much. It really does say a ton. Anyhow, well, look at that. Looks like I have Herman here. Let me hit the button, get him unmuted. There we go. Can you hear me, Herman?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dan. What's going on, bud?
Just been sitting here ranting and raving. You know me.
Yeah, I had a card delivered to me. I was a little late. I had a card delivered to me. It was a good deal. And I said, thank you.
Well, them good deals. You got to go jump on them.
Yeah, man. I'm just relaxing today.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here talking about. The rap today is I'm sitting here talking about all this corona stuff and how we're being forced and herded down away and how in the past when they did this, it was called the Nuremberg trials. And the fact that what we've done here is we've grown this government to be such a monster. It can do anything it wants because it owns the courts. Because I was talking about First Amendment auditors cannot get a fair trial because everybody is prejudiced against them. And the funny thing is they are First Amendment auditors. They're trying to uphold your rights. And they are being turned into villains. Well, they bait the police. Dude, they have all the power. They got the guns. They're dressed full battle-rabble like they're going into Fallujah. You know, they got their gloves with the hard knuckles on so they can make sure when they hit you good because it's officer safety. And everything's officer safety, and so all your rights have just gone to the winds. And if rights can be taken, they're not rights. So this is all an illusion that's been created that the government represents you, that you have rights and are protected from the government. That's all an illusion right now. It may be at one point in the history of this country was correct when the citizens were armed exactly equally with the government, but that's why they attacked that one before they attacked the First Amendment, because they got to get your guns first before they do anything. And they want you to have one or two rounds where they have a box and they can just slay a whole crowd. They don't know. Well, we would never use. Oh, yeah, you're using. See, you're not going to use the military against the people because you've got your cops already dressed like the military. So you're going to use your cops because they both have equal equipment. Matter of fact, I dare say the cops in the United States have better body armor than the troops in Fallujah.
Yes.
Because they aren't toting body armor around in 113 degrees. No, they're sitting in their air-conditioned cruiser, so they don't mind wearing all the body armor, and this pad and that pad, because they're not hot. They're not out there fighting real people with real threats. No, they're in a free country, and they're so afraid of the people they're supposed to serve that they have to be dressed like they're in Fallujah. This is the whole... this whole world of words that we've been using to everything's to scare, everything's to make you frightened, everything's to make you think the whole world's out to kill you, and then you go function through your normal day, and nary a thing happens to you, and you go, nobody sits and goes, wait a minute. Again, what we talked about last week, what I know versus what I've been taught. And so
now
I know.
We know, and see, what we have to know right now here, they're trying to turn our lives into a privilege. We don't have laws anymore. We're privileged to be around these people. This is the way they're trying to make us live. Like it's a privilege to be in America, to have a law that's out of order. We're in lawlessness right now.
Oh yeah. Unchained.
Yeah, we are privileged to have police officers that beat us half to death. It's our privilege now.
Oh, I know a lot of people.
It's a privilege to be pulled
right
over
now.
To harass now.
Yeah.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege. And that's why we change words like you should comply, not obey, comply. Comply is much more pleasant. That's much more pleasant, right?
But if I have the right to remain silent, why are you asking me so many damn questions?
Right. And why do you say when I say I don't want to answer questions, why are you being shifty? And now my suspicion of you is up because you invoked the rights that I put a hand on the Bible and said I would protect.
Yeah. It seems like the law owns us. We're owned by the law. We the people,
and when they,
in order to form a more perfect union, has nothing to do with the people. Now, we the people are the police officers. We the people are the government. We the people are the established leaders. They call themselves making rules for us to make our lives better. But they're making our lives worse, taking more advantage of the situation and abusing power.
We have got away from the original foundation.
Yeah.
That's what we've gotten away from. We have got away from the ability to go be a man and travel and not have to go license your vehicle and license yourself and agree when you license yourself that if a cop comes up and just demands something from it, you will produce it with no Fourth Amendment protection. With no Fifth Amendment protection, because your ID may somehow incriminate you. You have to have suspicion of some crime to demand all these things from me, and we have taken it from crimes and made it into traffic violations. Not wearing your safety belt is a reason for me to demand you give up your Fourth Amendment right and hand me your driver's license. And if you
do not, and
you resist, I will kill you.
Yes, that could be for a brake light.
Oh, yeah.
That could be for a headlight. That could be for not putting your blinker on before you cross the lane.
Right.
And that gives them a right to come up to your car and say, now, you pulled me over for a headlight. Or you pulled me out for something that was I couldn't break the law doing. And you say, do you have any weapons or drugs in the car? What?
Yeah. Disrespect, a total disrespect. And when you say that, and I know there's a bunch of people boiling right now, they're sitting there going, no, you have rights, kid. They don't give a shit who comes to your door. You have rights. And this whole idea that they're putting their lives on the line for you is bullshit. Because if they were putting their lives on the line to make your life better, they would go to Walmart and stop people stealing and vandalizing Walmart, but they won't do that because they risk getting into some kind of situation. And so they'll just go down the highway and pull Herman over for five over, then treat you like a common criminal, ask you if you got guns, drugs, or anything in your car, ask you if you're on parole or probation, treating you like a pile of shit with zero respect, and then you're supposed to turn around and go, yes, it's a...
I got you, officer, sir. No, it doesn't happen that way.
No.
It doesn't happen that way. And people have to realize one thing. The more we give in, the more power we give them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we like to give in to things because we're uneducated on what they are not supposed to do to us. So if you don't know, then you have to go by whatever they say because the person that knows the most information most times can lead the situation unless you're dealing with someone who's just totally out of control. They're just off the grid.
Right. And also, when you're dealing with that person, when you're dealing with that person who's off the grid, they are also backed by their team, and their team is the judges and the prosecutors and the law writers. They have a team in their corner. That's why when they say, go face it in court, you'll stand a snowball's chance in hell in court.
Yes, and that's crazy because they just had a Florida, I don't know what area of Florida it was specifically, but this one sheriff, they said, anytime you got in the car with him, you never returned. You were always missing. So the inmates were given cards to play with while they were in jail, and the deck of cards had the missing people on the card. Because the officers were the ones that were killing the people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's like these things, we found out about cops, and I got to tell people, and the cops, listen, a cop is no different than you and I. They're a person that puts on a uniform. Because a person puts on a uniform, that doesn't make them freaking Superman. That doesn't make them Batman. That doesn't make them Captain America. You're a goddamn officer with a badge. Now, if you're a rogue asshole, there was an asshole before you put on the badge, you're going to be an asshole with the badge and the doggone uniform on.
Yeah.
Period.
And with more power.
And then you got idiots just saying, do what they say. No, fool. No. I'm not going to do what an idiot says. Just because you have on a police uniform doesn't make you intellectual. It means
exactly.
You were able to make it through the academy some way, and it doesn't mean you made it the right way.
Exactly.
Period. People don't understand.
No different getting a driver's license.
Yes.
Remember this, as you're driving down the highway cursing every other driver about how shitty they drove, every single person you're on the road with has a license by the state that says they're capable of driving a car.
We've had police officers kill black people and minorities we've had police officers kill white people because they were angry and had a grudge and had the power to do so. We've had them rape prostitutes because they have no power and they took their power. We even got goddamn cops running around here that are pedophiles raping children.
Well, yeah.
And no one wants to talk about it.
Because, see, that's, again, where we talked before about, remember how we talked about critique? You're not allowed to critique because it's criticism. So any words against are hate-filled. We're not hate-filled. We want people to respect us. We would respect them more if they would respect us more.
I don't respect the three P's sometimes. The police, the politics, and the preachers. They're all the same people to me. People who have unbridled authority with endless amounts of wayward ways where they can do what the hell they want to. There are no rules. There's no rules for priests. There's no rules for politicians. There's no rules for police.
You want to know how there's proof that there are no rules for politicians? The proof is Epstein's dead. Ghislaine Maxwell has been convicted, and not a single client has been released to the public so that we can see who these leeches were.
Thank you. No one is saying anything, and this is what's ridiculous, man. It is ridiculous how you can just get around. We're in a world of lawlessness.
Yes.
We're in a lawlessness atmosphere.
And they're wondering why the bottom is getting more lawless. When you see nobody at the top suffer any consequences for any wrongdoing that is massively, massively larger than taking a TV out of Walmart, then the whole pie falls apart.
Yeah. Yeah. These cops are not held accountable sometimes. Now I'm going to tell you what, there are some good police officers out there. There are. Just like there are some good preachers and some good politicians. But the majority of the individuals that are good people are fighting against the masses that are wrong.
Yes.
Okay? Period. You have maybe about 80% wrong and maybe about 10% fighting to prove that these 80% are wrong.
Exactly.
Period.
And go look at the transition, though. Mm-hmm. Look at the transition in our police officers, too, though. And again, I grew up when there were good police officers. When a police officer would pull you over and come up and you go, what's wrong, sir? And he'd go, you have a headlight out, son. Oh, I didn't know that, officer. Well, get that fixed. Thank you. You have a good day. It wasn't this. You got any wants, warrants. You got, where's your papers? Where's your license? Where's your proof of insurance? I'm going to find something wrong. And if I don't, then you're going to finally be free to go. And the police, and when I was younger, was Adam 12.
Yes.
Suit and tie. No bulletproof vest, no AR-15, not looking like he's going to Fallujah, looking like he's going to a business luncheon with his nice tie and his tie tack. And how can I? Those were the public servant days. And we're in a different
place now. But see, the thing is, during those times, we were selling arms to other countries that were not capable of fighting against
their governments.
Yes. And gave them weapons to fight against them.
Yeah.
When I went to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I'm looking at, we're sitting up here looking at tanks in another country, okay, that says USA. They didn't even change to their own country. When I went to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we were fighting against our old equipment. How could we lose? We're fighting. We know what we're doing because we're fighting our old tanks with our modern tanks. How could we lose? I was there sitting in the desert watching a war that America funded against itself.
Exactly.
That's what that war was. Exactly. A war funded against ourselves.
And then you're sitting there going, what am I doing here again?
Yeah. That's like you saying, you know, you're going to go kick someone's butt in boxing, but you have all the new equipment and you gave them all of your old equipment, which slows them down. How could you lose?
Yeah.
It's an unfair fight. But this is the world we're in, and nobody cares.
If there's one thing to take out of this, though, guerrilla warfare always is the most impossible opponent to beat. Because when you're fighting for a reason, you fight harder than when you're not fighting for a reason.
Yes, and then they threw the distractions. LGBTQ and women's rights are distractions. Women's rights were played for by the Rockefeller family so that they can begin to charge females and tax females. That's what the women's rights movement is about taxing them. It had nothing to do with race.
No. Also, it made the destruction of the American family unit much easier.
Yes. Yes.
And that's, we're seeing 40 to 50 years of liberalism play out, what we're watching, because you and I were around when this shit started.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the transition from what was to what is.
Yes, and it's easier for a lady to date a man now that is in the family of alpha women. Because this is how we dumb down all of our men today. So you got to think, a lot of our men that are on the police force now are beta men. Period. Very argumentative. Very, very, very controversial. Always loves confrontation. That's not a male. That's a female.
I disagree with you on that.
That's not a male. That's a female. When you meet these guys that like to do a lot of talking, debating, arguing, he's repeating after his mother. When you see guys say, well, men are wrong towards women, Nick, if you're not a gay, you are a female-thinking guy. Period.
Yeah.
I've never seen more guys defend women's wrong ever before in history. And this is how we end up with these weak police forces, weak everything, because we're being ran by beta male thinking, which is nothing but a female.
Well, here's the other thing, too, just how far we've gone with this, just relaxing and letting things go. We now have stories of an 18-year-old male athlete who identified as a girl in showers with 14-year-old girls.
You also had a transgender male in a bathroom beating off while the other women were walking in and out. He just beat off in between.
Yeah.
That is crazy, man.
I never thought I'd see the day that a guy would be named top female athlete in the United States.
Yeah. Well, it's like this.
You could push me over with that one.
And there's no such thing as domestic violence if I put on a dress. This is why they got it. Okay, I cannot beat my lady up in regular clothes. But if I go put on a dress, I got the right to kick your ass.
You know what's funny about? I think somebody asked that question to somebody. If Mike Tyson in his prime identified as a woman, would you be okay with it? Him to go fight women?
It's no different than the Spanish girl, I forgot her name, that's the transgender that's fighting now that cracked the female skull. Have you seen the transgender UFC fighter?
Oh, yeah. She fractured a woman's skull in, like, seconds.
Yeah.
It's not a fair fight.
And we keep saying, and what kills me is they said, she. If you once had a penis, you're not a she. You're a he. So if you're trying to brainwash me to be like you, because you want to force me to say he's a she. I'm a male. I am 55 years old, and I don't go along with the things that's happening because I didn't grow up in it. And you're not going to change me from my – I'm not going to let the youth change me. That has never happened in history. I'm not letting the youth change me in my thinking that I know. That doesn't make sense.
Well, see, that again, that's because, see, here's the thing. And, again, we go back to what you know versus what you taught. We know this because we've lived this. Ain't nobody taught me that transgender is this or that, you know, because they can say, you know, this thing is that far away. I can't prove that. They can say the sun's here. I can't prove that. But I can prove what a woman is, and I can prove what a man is. Take the pants down. Problem solved.
Yeah. Give me a favor. Do you have dingleberries? Well, then you're a boy. If you have no berries, you're a girl. Okay?
Right. Now, you can identify as a real feminine guy. You can identify as a real feminine guy. Ain't got no problem with that. Identify as a butch woman. You can do that. But you
When you want to call your butthole a vagina, okay, your butt will never be a vagina. No matter what you do and how you use it, your booty hole will never be a vagina. There's no way it can be.
Let me ask you something. When you were in high school, did you ever believe there'd be a day when we would have to be debating this?
No. No. And the thing is, we had gay people when I was coming up.
Yeah.
And they were just gay people. It was just, man, you know, so-and-so gay. All right, so-and-so gay. It wasn't a big deal. It was just they were gay, okay?
Now it's a big deal because
we never cared. That's your life. I don't care.
Yeah.
Now gay people are forcing you to understand. That's what the problem. I'm going to force you to accept and force you to understand. That's where the problem comes, the force feeding of it.
Yeah.
You can be who you want to be. The problem is you want everybody else to accept. That's the problem, see. The problem ain't you being. Mm-hmm. We can be who we want to be. But I know this, and the reason why I know this for a fact, Dan, I'm a black man in America, and I've lived my whole life trying to get individuals to accept me, and they still haven't. So why the hell am I going to be forced with the LGBTQ? No one backed me as a black man like this. I've never seen anybody, support that black guy. Don't treat him that way. I've never seen that. You're black bashing. I've never seen that. But now it's LGBTQ, fat people, midgets. I mean, anything is a sensitivity now.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. There's so many isms now that I don't know what to start with.
I don't know which ism to start with.
I don't know what ism to start with. You know, I really don't. There's so many isms. And me in the country, you like in the country or the hood, they say, Islam stupid? Yeah, you are stupid. Islam. Okay.
I just, here's the other thing I got on right before I got on the air with you. And this is something that, as we go through life, when we were younger, we were told that it was good to find a role model, you know, somebody to look up to, you know, and a lot of us took that to heart. I had different role models as I was growing up, always strong male figures, you know, I was into cars, so anybody who was working on cars, you know, I was that way. And I sat there, and then I thought to myself, name me one member of Congress that you would want your child to look up to as a role model. And most people can't, for the simple reason that we are filled with thieves and liars, and some of the most immoral persons on the planet Earth are in our upper echelons, and we can't figure out why the country is going to hell.
Yeah, and the thing is, when people accept it as if it's a norm, because I told you, everybody thinks it's okay, so that normalized dysfunction is what we're living in. Normalized dysfunction.
The truth.
Normalized dysfunction, everyday life. Because when you have conversations with people and they make no damn sense whatsoever, and they want to keep talking and talking and talking and talking. And I'm old, so let me explain to you how I truly feel, Dan. And this is just saying, you know, not that I would do it, but I feel like splitting your head with a 2x4, okay? As I'm just talking and it's just this useless conversation, it'd be easier to split your head with a 2x4 than let you talk to anybody else.
Right, because you can make anything into this weird thing that you believe with zero factual proof with anything. You just believe it because you've been told it. Not that you've experienced it, you've been told it. So because you've been told it, it's real. No, only things you know for real in your brain are things you've done.
That's it. That's what I know.
I know
what I know. I can't imagine what Dan has done and incorporated into my life and say, I know.
Exactly.
That's not real.
No.
That's not real, man. We're taught
that if somebody with a degree tells us something, it's real. No, it's not. It's real from their perspective, what they've been taught. But what I know, I can say that what they're saying is not real, but because it's just my experience, then I'm an idiot and they're the smart people and I'm somehow misunderstanding what I see.
Yes, because they have a degree, gives them some edge in knowledge. That's not true.
No. Absolutely not true.
Because I tell everyone that has a degree, do you know the original thought in having a degree, the person didn't have a degree? Period. You went through degrees of experiences of life to have a degree. That's all a degree is. Experience in life written down on paper.
Yep.
That's it.
But we will believe what somebody else tells us to the point we'll fight over it. And we won't even believe in ourselves enough to realize that what we're looking at is bullshit.
You can fix a car better than the average mechanic, and the average mechanic went to school, and you did what you did to pick up things along the way, period, on another level. Practice makes perfect. People don't understand these things. You have an innate ability. You might pick up. They don't understand these things. You know.
Well, see, the funny thing is with me, with all this stuff, I can remember as long as I could pass a wrench to my dad, I was learning.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to go to a school to learn that. But in this country, we believe that if you've gone to a school, you instantly know shit. And then that always brings up my favorite question. Would you rather have a man do your surgery who's done 1,000 or 15,000 surgeries, or a guy who just graduated school where they taught him how to do surgery? Which one would you pick?
Yeah, like Francis, who wasn't a doctor, he was a janitor. And Francis was the individual that invented the tool to relieve the baby of blue baby syndrome. Now, he was a janitor watching through the doors.
Yep.
And learned how to make the equipment from watching. And one day they ran into an issue, and the doctor had been watching him. He asked Francis to come in and assist him, and they saved the baby. And Francis became an assistant to the doctor without having a degree. But he still had to walk through the back door, and he still wasn't respected. Until the doctor said, listen, he's coming through the front door with me. We're going to perform surgeries together because this man knows more than you guys and you going to school. And it's just a story.
Exactly.
It's like, it's just a story of fairness, okay? Period. That's like if we was working together back then, it would probably been one of them situations. Her, man, you, I saw you doing so-and-so, man. Yeah, man, I've been able to do this. But hey, man, deal with the system. Come on, man. We got to get this done. But when you have people that think that way, it changes the world.
Exactly. That's what they don't want you to think that way. That's why they will not teach you to think that way. It's really funny because,
no, because
I'm saying it because it happens daily. People come out of college, and that is the end of the effort they put into learning.
Because they're not learning. They're memorizing. They're not learning. Learning comes when you work with your dad hands-on. You're memorizing. You're not learning because after you learn, quote-unquote, then you have to apply. Once you apply, now you're learning. You're just going to school. You're attending school for the fundamentals of knowing. That is not learning. That is memorizing for one day applying that memory. See, people don't understand. School is memorizing. It's memorizing. It is not learning. Learning is application of what you've memorized. Because there's school, there's didactics, and then there's hand-on. Didactics is in a classroom. You learn in that classroom how to memorize. How to memorize for one day to use it in the future. When you're actually learning, it's called hands-on. Hand me the wrench. This is the pool, 3/4 inch. Hand me this, 1/2 inch, because you know exactly what it's being used for from sight, not from memory.
Yes.
So education is the adaptation to one's environment. That's education.
And see, that's where we lost trade schools to these colleges. It means everybody has to know how to do basket weaving in some foreign language. When in the past, they would go to a trade school, they would be immersed in nothing but the trade they were going to go do, and then when they got a diploma, it actually meant something because you actually had a basic fundamental skill of how to fix a car, how to do electronics, how to weld. These are things that are very technical that we pass off as, oh, those are the below degrees. No, those people are the people that keep you alive.
You damn right, man. I met a guy,
they
right?
You
know how long does it take you to put on a serpentine belt?
I can, depending on the car, you can do it in about a 1/2 hour, 45 minutes.
Okay. Now what you just said, 1/2 hour, 45 minutes, and you a good guy. You take it to the store, they're going to charge you 2 hours of labor, 3 hours minimum, 4 hours. Okay? I knew a guy that could change a serpentine belt on the road. He didn't have to jack the car up or nothing. 15 minutes. Didn't matter what kind of car it was.
See, I didn't do that in my van. My van is right out in the front, but Allie's little HHR out there, you got to jack it up to go underneath to get to the bolt to release the tension.
Now, that's extreme.
And they designed it. Yeah. See,
that's
what I'm saying.
That's why they designed that, man.
Yeah, it took me 45 minutes.
But I'm saying, but at least you, but look, even when they design it, I'm saying you have figured this out. You just told me what to do. I just want you to feel me. You do things, Dan, that are second. Okay, there we go. Perfect example. Segue into this. You do things that become second nature. When you learn, everything you learn becomes second nature. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
It becomes second nature because you know how to do it Just like riding a bike, you just know how. Somebody say, how do you do it? And someone has to, you don't even know how to tell. Sometimes you don't even know how to tell a person how to do it. They have to watch you.
That's what you're going to learn, because a lot of it is you hear things, you see things. There's little clues, but it takes years to get those little clues and figure it out.
Hot dog.
And you learn by, I failed. I've screwed up things. Hell, I've cost myself thousands of dollars when I screwed something up I had never worked on before. But when I took it to the person and paid them, I made sure I learned the trick.
Yeah.
So that was my college education paid for right there.
Yeah, that was your college education right there. Boom, boom, ba, bada bing, bada bow, kaboom, bang, pow, buddy.
Yeah, and that's, people are afraid, though. We've been taught that failing is bad, but if you look at every single successful person, it's like now they're trying to talk of Elon's failures. Every rich person has failures, dumbass.
Thank you.
We don't get that. We all want, oh, they're perfect. No. Nobody is perfect. Everybody, you learn more from your failures than you do your successes. I promise you that.
Why did they make the saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again? Not because you got to fail.
That's right.
This
is the teaching difference. This is the teaching difference now. The teaching difference is now not get back up. You failed, so somebody caused something that prevented you from succeeding. That's the noob think. It's not that you didn't try hard enough. Somebody oppressed you, stopped you, and cornered you. No. You let them if you did that way.
And told you
are
a loser.
As long as you get back
and
up.
And you believe.
That's right. That's right. I can't do this without you.
You need me in order to make it. No, I don't.
It's like I can do most of these jobs that I've been paying. I pay people here and there to do jobs simply because I don't want the frustration, but I could still do it. But as long as they make the price better than my frustration, I'll pay somebody to do something. But if they make it stupid high, I will go do it myself, and it will take me about 4 YouTube videos to figure out everything I need to know. I will go to class, and I will learn about that one thing, and then I will teach myself.
Yes. And that's where we go. Education is the adaptation to one's environment. It's something to supply your needs. To fulfill your needs, you need to learn. If there's a reason to, you will do so.
Yes.
Period. That's how simple it is. And people say, oh, we're going to make life difficult. No, we're not. Keep life simple. But then people made it difficult because lazy people start separating things and categorizing things to become these different bosses of things that didn't need a boss. You know,
exactly.
Like we had lead mechanics. Then you start, how in the hell do you end up with a guy that's a lead mechanic that isn't a top mechanic, but he has the business aspect? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you got a head man that doesn't know anything about the mechanics, but he knows about the function of a mechanic business. That's not the same.
No, it's not.
That's not the same. And then you give this kid with no skills in how to fix a car the ability to boss people that have the abilities but don't have the business sense. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. I do. You can see it in so many dealerships. You can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also,
and
people go, because it's a dealership, they somehow believe that those people are superior. No, not necessarily.
No. No. And then when you go into, think about the Bay Area is when you go into like a dealership. They put all females in there. And there's a lot of gay dudes in there. Do you think they're really fixing cars? And it's not to put anybody down. I'm just being real about the functions of life.
Hey, you want to talk about real about the functions of life, okay? I know you remember last summer when I was trying to get ready to go on tour, I was fighting with the front end of my van because every time I took it into Firestone, And people out there, Firestone, oh my God. Firestone is by far the worst, okay? I went in there. I made an appointment with the person for a 94 Chevy Astro. I made an appointment. When I get there, they halfway after they get the thing up on the machine, they go, our guy can't align it because he's not trained in your car because your car's old school. What? And to make matters worse, the woman at the desk didn't know what the hell she was talking about. And then they told me, well, they didn't have the little spacers to adjust it. And they said there was none in the area. So 45 minutes later, I showed back up, put three boxes of them, enough to align over 100 cars. I put them on her desk, and I said, now can we get my car done? And she goes, nobody who's experienced enough will be here until Wednesday. And that was Friday.
What?
Yes.
That's a gig.
And so these people are touching cars that they're not experienced on. And then you say, because I paid somebody, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And with that, you are literally putting your life on the line. Literally. Because if they screw up something, you could go die in an accident.
Thank you. Thank you. Perfect example. In today's world, I called the gas company. I said, hey, you all, I may have a gas leak because my bill went from maybe $34, then it went up to maybe about $60, then it jumped to $197. The next month it was $191. I said, there must be something wrong with my gas. The lady told me, no, in comparison, la, 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 la. She went to talking. So she's telling me I can't have a gas leak, okay? The next month is $102. I say it went down a little bit, but it's still too high. Their company truck came in my area and said he detected gas in the area, and my meter was running wide open. So why did the following month, my gas bill is $700.
Whoa.
Now, 4 months ago, I told him I had a gas leak.
Yeah.
They said no doubt. When they put this talking female on the phone, didn't know what she was doing the first time with comparison to bills, then they put this out beta male on the phone, even further than his mama's kitchen. They turn around and tell me I have no gas leak, basically because of what they did on the study of the bills. And I got, and when the man gets here, they tell me open all my windows and get out of the house.
Oh, my God.
Now, tell me that's not a huge discrepancy all because of lack thereof wanting to just look into things. And it goes with everything. Now, could you imagine? This is why our police officers' thinking are right now. This generation, the last of days of people, is about looking good versus doing your job well.
Exactly. And so you can't criticize anymore. I mean, before the Rona, dude, I could walk into an auto parts store and 9 chances out of 10, the part was on the shelf. And if it wasn't on the shelf, they'd have it there by the next morning. Now you walk in, 9 chances out of 10, it's not on the shelf. And if they ordered, it's going to be a week.
Oh, easily. And that goes along with poor customer service and not knowing their job also.
Yes. And on top of that, you can't reach anybody because now everybody has an email in front of them. I'll contact this person by email. That's what you got to do. You can't just talk to somebody on the phone. There's nobody in charge at the store. And obviously, because I just saw McDonald's up there says starting $12 a freaking hour, dude.
Mm-hmm. Some areas 15 to 17, though.
Yeah.
This is at McDonald's.
That's McDonald's. And then I was watching a video. I was watching a video with these cops, and the guy standing there pulled up their personal information. There were three cops there. None of them were making under $225,000 a year.
What?
Yeah, L.A. Their cops all make over $100,000. And these three cops were making... So they were standing there with $1 million worth of salary for a guy with a camera.
Yeah.
The guy baited them is what they said, though.
Okay, how does a guy minding his own business that you walk over to bait you?
That's the point. If you already know what he's there for, why go give him what he's wanting? Because it is more important that you assert yourself over that man than actually following the law or your oath that you took. Because you're so small inside that the way you make yourself feel big inside is you go impose yourself on somebody knowing that you personally will lose nothing and they have everything to lose.
And that's what they do. Deals are unbalanced, man. That's what they do. Deals are unbalanced. They treat us unfairly.
Yeah, the Lady of Justice is supposed to be blind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, is she?
Uh-oh, she wears shades.
She ain't blind no more. There may have been a point in time where she was relatively, you know, like she couldn't read something across the room. But now she can see the movie six states over in clear Technicolor. She's so unblind.
Yeah. And nobody understands what we're talking about because people are purposely turning their back on the situation.
All right. As long as it doesn't affect me, put my head in the sand. Well, wait till it comes into your yard because once it gets to your yard, it's like that fire. Okay, I can see that fire on that hill over there, but I'm going to go ahead and plant my garden and I'm going to paint my house. And then next thing you know, the shit's at your fence. And now you ain't got nowhere to go and you're dead.
And now you complain. And it's burning your house down. And you're
right. Right. Oh, well, why didn't you do something all those years before?
Because it didn't affect them.
See, this is why they hate the internet. They hate the internet because it allows us to, it allows you and me to have conversations that people could hear. And I tell people every time, don't agree with me. I'm glad of you, but don't come at me and just go, you're this because of that. No, bring your facts. Come with facts. I love a great debate because in a debate, I can learn something. Because a debate is not about necessarily just proving your side, but you have to have factual basis to prove your side, not just because you believe your side is right.
Yes. Not because you believe you're leaving your own senses, but you know something.
Right. Again, what you know versus what you've learned. I'll give you another prime example of that. I've had three Dobermans. I've had two with clipped ears and one without. I went down to my doctor, and he was looking at my Doberman, and my Doberman's not clipped now. And he goes, I'm so glad you didn't clip their ears. He goes, there's no reason for that. And that's where I said to him, I said, no, there is a reason for it, and I understand it. They do have something to do with ear infections. And then even at that moment, he admitted that he had heard that before. But then he tried to break it down to, do you care for them? No, they all grew up exactly the same under my care. The only difference is the flop-eared one gets ear infections all the time, and the two before that were not never did. Now, people would go, well, that's anecdotal evidence. That's what they like to do when you actually show them that their premise is incorrect. That's anecdotal. That's what happened for you. No, that's my knowledge. I experienced it. That's why I don't just agree with you, because you are a practicing physician and I have a dog I live with all day long, and I dare say I have a good knowledge about what is affecting him, a point where I can debate you without actually knowing how to be a surgeon or something. I can have knowledge sufficient to debate you.
That is true from experience, because you have, like I said, you had three of that specific species of dog. You live and love your dog. This man is dealing with dogs in and out. So if he hasn't had experience with Doberman specifically, then he doesn't have the knowledge that you carry.
Exactly. And that's where it's up to you to question. You should, like I said, we were born in an era. Question everything. Question everything. Question. That was drilled into our head as a youth. Do not accept it on face value. And now it's accept and believe and obey. The almighty government, 31 plus trillion in the debt, growing debt, $2 trillion a year, that hasn't passed a meaningful bill in years. Trust them. They know what they're doing. No.
Yeah. Right. You have to trust in yourself, because you're an individual that has to protect oneself. So if a person doesn't know, sit back and study, it's better not to move than to make a move that would take you somewhere you can't get out of. That's just life, you know?
Yes.
People are so busy to jump into things now, not just watch and see and observe, see what's going on. Because right now things are happening so fast and you're getting into things so quickly, you don't know how to get yourself out of. The hole is too deep most times. I'm a slow mover, man. Been a slow mover for a long time. Even though things are moving fast, come on, technology is moving fast. A tree grows at the same pace. Grass grows at the same season. In different areas, there's specific things that happen that have never changed. It is us that are changing things within a societal way that has nothing to do with nature.
Exactly. That's where I learned to get off the rat race. Because when you're on the rat race, you can't see. Because they tell you what boogeymen are behind you. And you're too busy running not to trip. Because it's like you got to keep your eyes forward, because if you look back to see what they're saying is chasing you, you're going to trip. But then at one point you say, you glance over your shoulder and you're like, there's nothing back there. And then you start slowing your run down. You look over your shoulder and like, then you stop and you turn around. And it's like, they're lying to me. There's nothing chasing me. I only have to be true to myself and be good to my fellow man. And that's really all you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's natural law right there. That's natural
law. That's natural law. And most of the work that you do, the work speaks for you. You can say what you do, but if you can't back up what you're saying, then, I mean, really, so it means the work that you do is what projects who you are, not how you run your mouth and try to build up something to pretend you are. That's not real life.
The old adage, actions speak louder than words.
Yes, there we go. Yes.
Actions. That's why when somebody constantly is saying sorry to me, I say, quit doing the actions that make you have to say you're sorry.
Thank you.
Because that solves everything.
Say you're sorry.
If you're sorry about it, then you understood there was a bad component to it. So if you did that, you ignored the bad component, so you can just say, I'm sorry.
Are you saying I'm sorry because you plan on doing it again, but you're just saying a sorry is an excuse because you plan on setting me up one more time?
Exactly. Once you say you're sorry to me, I'm kind of in a position. I'm kind of in a position when you say you're sorry to me.
I always wonder when a person says this, you're not sorry. That sorry is a harsh word. So what do you mean you're sorry? You're not a sorry person, period. And if you're sorry, quote unquote, for what you've done, talking, you would show me the difference.
Yes.
Because if you're saying I'm sorry, this is a matter of distrust. So you need to earn something back that you're saying you're sorry for.
Right.
See, we like to say we're sorry, but there's no repercussions with this sorry. You just say I'm sorry so you can throw me off so you can set me up again. This is what sorry means in this world.
Yeah, and also with a government that shut you down, made you lose your job, made small businesses close, ruined kids' education, masked them, causing them to have untold diseases, given a killer vaccine with no tests and no consent, and then you go, I'm sorry, it was a new virus. We were just trying the best we could.
Well, it's just they're doing it because this is a pandemic time. They're going to, we're getting ready for a second pandemic. From Bill Gates telling it to Biden talking about it. They're talking about a second pandemic. They're raising funds. They're ramping up.
They're going to crush everybody.
To see that this last one didn't kill people as fast as they thought, and it didn't kill the people. It killed a lot of people, but not as many people as they had projected. Period.
They didn't get
and
the formula right.
Order, and they're trying to make us do everything now. It's not going to work unless the people give all the way in.
Well, we're going to find that out in July. When FedNow goes live, and, you know, instead of using PayPal or Venmo or any of those apps, you're going to use the GovNow thing because all those apps, since you got the GovNow, why not just use the GovNow? And then a couple months later, they're going to be, it's going so good, we're just doing away with money. And now all your money has to be converted into digital money or you don't have money.
And see,
then
the
they close the door.
The second pandemic is going to be all about not touching money. Money is going to be the reason for everything. If you touch money, you're facing. It's going to be the reason for everything.
And on top of that, now that they have digital currency, and they say to you, you must stay home. Because, see, during the last pandemic, I fucking went out to Oregon and went onto the beach and partied for a month with people I didn't know passing joints. They will say now, a pandemic, you're ordered to stay home, and then you will try to go to a gas station 50 miles from your house, and your card will not work.
Yes, your card will not work. That's crazy.
Yeah, because they'll put a geolocation on your card. My address is bang, so I'm not allowed to go 50 miles from that. They'll put a little geoelectric fence around it, and outside of that, my card will be accepted for nothing.
Ooh, wait till they start sending out the drones that can shoot you in the head.
What do you mean, start? What they're showing us is nothing compared to their capabilities.
Yeah. You know they put the new street dogs out, the new AI street dogs.
Oh, yeah, I see them. The little New York dogs up there running around and shit.
Yeah, you know, and you have to realize, never throw anything in front of them that can obstruct them. Never throw out, like, barbed wire in front of them. Never drop wool or grease in front of them. Never throw a pile or a sheet over them, you know? Because it might throw them all up, not giving you any.
And definitely don't get a full-length mirror and hold it in front of you and walk at them.
Thank you. It may confuse them.
Did you see that woman that come on a show and showed that the FBI and CIA had developed a little mechanical rat that act just like a rat and would go into rooms and record?
Oh, yeah. They had, do you see all the pigeons, you know,
pigeons? Yeah. This is the world we live in.
They have done things, man, that are unbelievable.
Like they say, we're only one generation from freedom being extinct.
Yeah. You know, and old conspiracy theorists like us, hey, you're going to die off.
We've only been right about everything.
Only right about everything and almost all.
We haven't missed. Now, how did two people who are not Harvard-educated elite that came from the bottom of the stack and worked our way up, how did we both know before everybody else?
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing what common reasoning will do for you?
We have deductive skills.
Yes. It's just life, man, and you see things, man, and you can see things for what they are versus what you want them to be. And that's the problem. Most people are blinded by what they want to see and what they want to believe.
Well, see, most people want their life to be simple. Most people don't want conflict, so they avoid conflict. Unfortunately, that's exactly how to get into conflict is to avoid it.
That's exactly how to get in conflict, trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, people don't understand.
Anything you avoid will come back later.
Uh-uh. Still going to be a delay.
Anything.
Still going to be a whole.
It's going to be there until you address it and you talk about it and you come up with a way to resolve it. It will always be there. It will never go away, and you've got to fix it and not avoid it and just – it may be some turmoil, but it'll be worth it in the long run.
Yes. Thank you.
But hey, see, this country wasn't founded by people who complied. We actually stood up to a government that was trying to rule us. Like our government, we are allowing to rule us now, much worse than the government we fought in the past.
Yes, but these guys are trying to play for keeps.
Unfortunately, that's the only thing that you can have when you're talking about freedom is playing for keeps.
Yeah. So that's the only way you can explain it. You know, if you're in a situation where you know what you're going to do is going to make things worse, in no way, shape, form, or fashion could it ever get better, but you continue moving forward with it, then your plan is to destroy things. You know you're destructive. What you're doing is not constructive in shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah.
Not constructive in no way, form, or fashion. Period. So they need to stop it, is what it is.
Yeah, and nothing's getting accomplished right now. Everybody's investigating everybody. We didn't elect them to go up there and just investigate each other. If you're just going to investigate, don't waste your time. Are you going to investigate and prosecute? I'll go for that. If you're going to finally prosecute Fauci for his lies, then I'm for that. But if you're going to let him go and get his retirement and not do anything to it, what does it matter?
Yes.
It matters.
They don't want to do anything about Fauci. This is all a part of the government. And how we don't know how big this thing is, and we don't know how far the wormhole goes. But we know there are some lies within the construct because why we can't understand these things, but they're happening.
Exactly.
They're happening. They're happening over and over again. They're getting worse before they get better. And everyone say, well, hey, you know, it was a big conspiracy. Well, conspiracies are not real, remember? And as we're talking, we should be saying for your own entertainment purposes only.
Well, Herman, hour and a half has blazed past us like it always does. Seems like every time we get on the phone and start talking, it just goes like that. It is so easy to do.
I'm telling you, this is too easy. But it's not normal conversation.
Yeah, this is us on the phone every day.
that. This is just our normal conversation because there's so many things to talk about from so many different angles. Things grow and we can reiterate. Things, there are new things that happen that pop up so we can place them there. So a lot of people just look at things in a straight line. We see things from a straight line focus, but also we're able to see the points of curves and bends that are people trying to make in these straight lines.
And on top of that, we see it from two completely different perspectives, which makes it easier to spot.
Who are you telling, man? I'm telling, watching both sides of the door is always good.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed the show. Herman's going to be joining me every Monday. We're in the process of changing the name of the show, so keep in mind over the next couple weeks it will still be what it is, but in the future I think it's going to be called Lunch with Herm and Dan, something of that nature. I will make sure to post it on the notes of the next the show before we change it, a couple of shows, so you will know what to look for. And I'd like to thank Herman for dropping in. Herman, always a pleasure, always fun. We have the best conversations.
Thank you, brother. Same here.
All right, folks, as always, if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.